The Breeze, 94.5.
Grab that other headset and plug it in there.
Hello?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for our technical difficulties here from the Devaney Center in Lincoln, but we are just underway. Jonathan Trumbull and Archbishop Bergen, we're working on our phone problems, and we'll get that switched out for you. But right now, it's 1-0. Archbishop Bergen with the lead, and Riley Wittwong will foul to the three. It is no good. Got a fight for the rebound. A foul will be called here on Jonathan Trumbull. Adam Dykeman hitting the first free throw of the basketball game. The foul will be on Creighton Burr. That'll be his first personal foul. And the second team foul here on Jonathan Trumbull. Also a foul has been called early on Grady Cook. Got the circle with it. Bergen's going to take a three-pointer. It's on the way. No good by Colton Verdicco. And the rebound brought down by Grady Cook. Cook, long outlet pass into the front corner. They get it to Williams. Williams comes into the paint. Ball fake, takes the jumper, rolls off the rim. No good. And Obi Thompson will get the rebound for Archbishop Bergen. They'll push the ball up the floor. 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. It's 1-0 Archbishop Bergen. The winner will get Ainsworth in tomorrow's state championship game. Work it down a low block to Dykeman. Dykeman double team, kicks it back out top, and a walk going to be called here on Nathan Griffin. And so the ball will come over to Jonathan Trumbull. And a substitution coming in, Cole Conrad, who had a big game last night for Archbishop Bergen, is a 6'5 senior and had a great game last night for Bergen as they took on Southern Valley, coming off the bench, had 13 points and 7 rebounds. Ball comes into Wittwong. He'll drive, take it into the corner. Williams will shoot the three. It's off the mark. No good. Conrad will get the rebound. Outlet pass to the other end. Dykeman is fouled, and he'll score. So the leading scorer for Archbishop Bergen, Adam Dykeman. The outlet pass, the 6'7 junior, gets about 17 points per ball game and a chance to make it a three-point play. The foul is on Lorenzo Williams, his first and the third personal foul on Jonathan Trumbull. So Adam Dykeman at the line to shoot the free throw up and in. So the first 4 points of the game belong to Dykeman, and it's 4-0 in favor of Archbishop Bergen. 2.5 to go here in quarter number one. Lorenzo Williams up top. We've got a foul away from the basketball. Creighton Burr and Adam Dykeman fighting for position down low. And the foul will be called on Dykeman. That'll be his first and the second foul of the game on Archbishop Bergen. So it'll be basketball underneath the hoop here for Donovan Trumbull. They'll lob it into Burr. He'll catch a senior score. This is a simple lob play in the middle of the lane, and Creighton Burr able to get on the board. Fast break the other way. Vertigo takes it in and scores. So Bergen beat Jonathan Trumbull back that time to take a 6-2 lead. Now Slough coast-to-coast, kicks it to Williams. Williams kicks it back out to Slough in the corner. And the pass out on the outlet is out of bounds by Weston Lavelle. And Lavelle will come up and guard Jordan Slough. Wow, gets it on the inbound. Jordan takes the pull-up jumper from 15. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. Dykeman will bring it into the front court to Jonah Madsen. Madsen underneath. Dykeman lays it up and scores. And Dykeman has 6 of the 8 points, and it's 8-2 in favor of Archbishop Bergen. Into the front court they'll come. Between the circles is Creighton Burr. Burr inside to Cook. Cook double team. Tries to fire it to Burr. It's deflected to Slough. He got hit on the way to the hoop. Throws one up. It's blocked and taken away by Adam Dykeman. Into the front court comes Bergen again. Ball fake Burr. Ooh, got a lot of basketball on that shot attempt by Madsen. And he'll get the rebound off the miss. And we are going to have our first timeout of the game called by Coach Steve Hoffman. It's a 30-second timeout. And we'll be back with more. It's 4:11 to go, first quarter. Bergen 8, Jonathan Trumbull 2.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of four qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $160 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card, too, when you use your Mr. Tire credit card. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, we're back here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. 8-2, your score. Archbishop Bergen leads Donovan Trumbull by 6. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter of play. Again, we're working on some technical difficulties here at the Devaney Center. We'll hope to get those fixed for you momentarily. Lorenzo Williams attacks the hoop. The layup no good, but the backside rebound is put up and in by Riley Wilfong. And Wilfong with the bucket and the rebound. 8-4, Bergen. Quickly back on the offense. Bergen drives the baseline, tries to reverse layup. Instead, they'll kick it out top to Tanner Boggs. Boggs kicks it into the left-hand wing to Weston Lavelle. Lavelle comes off the dribble, takes it into the high post, turnaround jump of force up and hit by Logan Vogel, who has checked into the game. He hardly played last night, and Vogel comes in here and scores. Now Slough drives, nice pass underneath the hook, and Brady lays it up, and it is in. So the teams exchange buckets. It's 10-6 in favor of Archbishop Bergen. 3:15 to go here in the first quarter of play. Driving the baseline, Lavelle gets it to Thompson in the paint. He'll put up a 6-footer, no good. Rebound brought down by Wilfong. Thompson is 6'8", but he is not much of a scorer. He's more of a take-up space guy in the middle for Archbishop Bergen. And Burr will take it at him and draw the foul. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Creighton Burr, who had a solid game last night in a Donovan Trumbull victory over Sutton, led them with 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks. That'll be the third foul on Archbishop Bergen, and the first free throws here for Donovan Trumbull. Creighton Burr will put the free throw up, and it is in. That'll make it 10-7. Second free throw coming up after a couple of substitutions. Dykeman back in for Archbishop Bergen, already with 6 points in the quarter. Second free throw. Creighton Burr on the way, and it is in. That'll make it 10-8. Into the front court, here they come, trying to extend the lead. Running into Slough and falling down is Nathan Griffin, but it's picked back up by Bergen. Driving the baseline, scoop shot, left hand, out of control, Fogg, with an offensive rebound, and on the putback, a foul called on Donovan Trumbull. That is the second time we've seen some free throws. And they're going to call on Eric Tobin, who has just checked into the basketball game. So at the line to shoot two, Tanner Boggs. Boggs with the first free throw. It's on the way, and it is in. Makes it 11-8 in favor of Bergen. Checking back in, Shona Mattson. Bergen does a lot of substituting. They'll be a deeper team than Donovan Trumbull will be. And the second free throw coming up for Boggs. The lefty puts it up, and it is in. So Fox knocks them both down, and it is 12-8. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. And Donovan Trumbull inbounded to Jordan Slough. Slough looking to get it across the timeline. He's double-teamed. His pass is tipped, but Lorenzo Williams picks it up. Attacks baseline, pulls up from 10. It's too strong. Rebound brought down by Dykeman. And Dykeman will release it. Bergen wants to run into the front court vertico. He'll skip it over the right side. Mattson's three. Comes up short, no good. Rebound grabbed there by Cook. Grady Cook gets it to Slough and into the front court for an offensive look here. Down inside, we've got a foul as they try to get it to Burr. Are they going to call it on Creighton? They're going to call Creighton Burr for the push-off, and that is his second. So the ball turned over. And it comes back over to Archbishop Bergen. Twelve-8, Bergen leading Donovan Trumbull here in the semifinals of the State High School Basketball Tournament.
Throwing away Williams. Williams drives in uncontested left, missed it. Wolfong, follow, missed it. Plow, follow, missed it. And Bergen comes out of there with the basketball. And a foul on Donovan Trumbull. They missed three straight layups. Out of the Archbishop Bergen turnover, trying to get the ball back up quickly, and just could not finish. So foul on the play. And a timeout to bring in some more players. Checking in will be Noah Keller. Foul was on Slough. That'll be his first. And the ball comes back over to Bergen, leading at 12-8, a minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. Up top, Dykeman trying to shake and bake Tobin. Tobin won't move, so they give it to Bertico. Bertico drives, throws it underneath. Nice catch by Dykeman, and he'll lay it up and in. 14-8, a six-point lead by Bergen. Off the pick, Slough has it, drives in. Scoop shot no good, but he'll draw the foul. And the ball will blow up to the free throw line of Jordan Slough. Goes on Cole Conrad, his first. And the free throw is up and it is in. So Slough hits the first one. And he'll have a second one coming. That's the first point for Slough. Lorenzo Williams off a short break is back in. The free throw Slough. That time it's short. And the ball will be popped out to Madsen. Madsen will get rid of it quickly to Griffin. Griffin into the front court. Over on the left wing to Bertico. Bertico to the free throw line. Kicks it on the right wing to Nathan Griffin. Move the ball around the perimeter. Over on the left wing, Dykeman. Dykeman backs his way in. Turn around, jumper sits on the rim of him. And Dykeman having a big first quarter here for Bergen. They're now up by 7, 16-9. Into the right-hand corner, they'll go to Keller. Wilfong. Now over to Williams. Williams thought about the three. Now goes up top, Tobin. Tobin back cut. There's Wilfong. He climbs in, pulls up from 6 and scores. Good defense by Dykeman, and that made Wilfong pull up and not draw contact for a little bit of charge. He pulls up, hits the shot, and it is 16-11. Bergen, top of the key, three on the way. No good by Bertico. Rebound brought down underneath by Tobin. And into the front court comes Donovan Trumbull, 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. It is 16-11. And it looks like Donovan Trumbull is going to try and hold for the last shot. Holding it at midcourt will be Lorenzo Williams. Williams holding. Gets it back up to Jordan Slough. Slough to the free throw line. Comes down to the baseline. Turnaround jumper is thrown up. And it is no good. Rebound brought down by Bergen. And that is the end of the first quarter. Bergen 16, Donovan Trumbull 11. We're back after this.
Rob Feedyard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feedyard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feedyard of Donovan.
Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at State from Around the Block in Donovan. Around the Block is a one-of-a-kind shop with a unique selection of home decor, jewelry, antiques, seasonal items, and Melissa and Doug toys. You'll find wonderful handmade gifts and decorations, too. Come to Around the Block and visit the tea room and enjoy lunch or dessert while shopping. Bring your State basketball program in and receive a 10% discount on select items. Go Cardinals! Around the Block, 109 West Plum Street in downtown Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, folks, we're back here at Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. After one quarter, Archbishop Bergen leading Donovan Trumbull 16-11. And Jeff, Adam Dykeman got off to a big start here.
Yeah, that's been the key for Bergen. And him inside, has been getting them going so far. And Donovan trouble, they've had their looks inside as well. They just weren't able to put them in. If they would, it would have been probably a tie ball game here, but Bergen with a five-point lead.
So here we go. Get this second quarter underway. It will be Donovan Trumbull basketball. They trail it 16-11. 4 points for Wilt Fong and Burr. They get it underneath, and there's Creighton Burr to lay it up and in. So the second quarter gets underway with a bucket by Creighton Burr, and it is now 16-13. Into the front court. Bergen will bring it over on the right-hand wing. Get it into the hands of Madsen. Madsen into the corner. Dykeman takes a 15-footer. And that's already a dozen points for Dykeman, who did not have many more than that last night in the win over Southern Valley. He was held to 13 at the other end. A blocking foul called on Archbishop Bergen.
They're not going to say it was in a shooting motion, so Burr will not head to the free throw line, but it'll be the another foul on Bergen already. They're fifth now in the game.
Neither team hit a three in the first quarter of play. Had a couple of free throws in there. 4 for 5 at the line for Archbishop Bergen. 3 for 4 for Donovan Trumbull. So now Donovan Trumbull with the basketball. Kick it out. Wilt Fong, he's going to try a three. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Conrad. Gets it into the hands of Madsen. Madsen takes it all the way to the block. Has his shot blocked by Creighton Burr. Burr held his ground until Madsen left his feet and is able to block it and take it away. 18-13 Bergen. Up by 5 here over Donovan Trumbull in the state semifinals. Between the circles to Grady Cook. Cook over to Williams. Williams drives, dishes it back out to Wilt Fong. Bergen, very good man-to-man defense. They post up Burr on Dykeman, turns into the double team. His pass deflected out to Wilt Fong, who makes the catch, and the Cardinals will reset the offense. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter, 18-13 Bergen. Williams drives and misses the runner, but he is fouled, and he'll go to the line. The foul is on Weston LaBelle.
Good patience there by Donovan Trumbull, just waiting for that good look they had. They pass the ball around the perimeter. Williams decides to take it, gets drawn to the foul line. They'll shoot two.
And Lorenzo Williams puts the first free throw on the way, and it is in and out. No good. Williams looking for his first points of the game. You're listening to KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Donovan Trumbull, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, the winner will play Ainsworth for the state championship tomorrow, and the loser will play in the consolation game against Freeman. We'll run all that down at halftime. Lorenzo Williams put the free throw up, and it is good. First point of the game for Williams, and it's 18-14 Bergen. Bergen kind of the opposite of last night, Jeff. They got off to a slow start, not today.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then their final three quarters, they were able to get some good threes from Mats and get themselves going as well. This time around, a hot start. They've been playing with the lead this time, and Donovan's been the team that's had to try and claw back into this game.
Here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, ready to bring you more basketball as Archbishop's going to turn it over. Williams with the steal comes in and made the layup that time. Earlier they missed a layup on the steal. That's only the third turnover for Archbishop Bergen. We might be off one or two as Williams just about got another steal. And here come the Donovan Trumbull fans to their feet. Great hustle by Williams.
Lorenzo Williams kind of just sitting out back there like a defensive back and then sees the pass. He reads the point guard's eyes and just goes to intercept the first one and about got a second one right there.
So it will be Archbishop Bergen ball after the near steal. And the ball will be coming into the hands of their guard, Nathan Griffin. Griffin kicks it over on the wing to LaBelle. LaBelle to the free throw line, back to Griffin. Right baseline, has room, drives, and is fouled. Cook got him on the arm. And for Grady, that will be his second personal foul. And it will be the seventh team foul. Both teams will be in the bonus, but this is a shooting foul for Nathan Griffin, looking for his first point of this semifinal. And he'll put that first free throw up and in. First point of the game for Griffin.
Burr back into the game now, Doug. Those two fouls, they've been kind of subbing him in and out here in the second quarter.
Trying to keep him in on some, for sure, offensive possessions. Second free throw now for Griffin. Up, and it is in. So Archbishop Bergen hits them both. It's 20-16. Last night they were 19 out of 28 at the free throw line. Wilt Fong playing outside the arc here. Bergen picking up their defensive intensity, really trying to zone trap out front. Williams drives. His pass is going to be deflected off the Knights and out of bounds. Cardinal ball on the baseline.
Yeah, dangerous. Picked up this dribble near the half court line and then got it over to Williams. Williams with a no look pass. Luckily for him, Bergen got a hand on it before it went out of bounds.
So it will be Cardinal ball underneath. Go for the backdoor lob, and Jordan Slough threw it off the back of the backboard, and he knew as soon as he did it how embarrassing that actually looked. He was trying to lob it on the backside to Burr and just kind of forgot that he had to keep it underneath the backboard, and that'll be the second turnover here for Donovan Trumbull. So into the front court come the Knights. Handling the basketball is Griffin. Griffin takes it to the left elbow. Back in is Bovell. Logan gets it down to LaBelle. LaBelle dribbled underneath the hoop. Nowhere to go. Ends up trying to kick it out and turned over. Another steal there for the Cardinals. Tobin is back in for Donovan Trumbull. Up to Slough. Slough starts to drive. Throws through to Wilt Fong. Riley for three. In and out. No good. Williams was shoved on the putback. He'll get two free throws.
Nice job there by Lorenzo. 5'7" going up skying for that rebound, Doug. Got fouled on the putback, so Lorenzo Williams playing nice, both offensively and defensively early in the second quarter.
Williams, one of two at the line, has 3 points. We'll try and cut into the four-point lead of Bergen. It's up, and it is good. 20-17. Earlier today from the area, Overton hits a shot at the buzzer from Hayden Cahoy for a 41-39 win over Howells Dodge. They'll play in the state finals tomorrow against Randolph, a 49-39 winner against Clearwater Orchard. Wahoo beat Wayne 56-42, and they'll play Newman, who came back to beat SCOTUS in overtime 67-65. So a rematch of the sub-district final, Wahoo and Wahoo Newman tomorrow to start things off on Championship Saturday. Second free throw on the way, and it is sitting on a rim, won't go. Dykeman will pull down the rebound, unofficially his fourth. Into the front court they come. Leading it 20-17, Bergen, hard pick, and now we've got a foul away from the basketball, a grab on the backside here. There's some big physical boys out there, and this foul is on Wilt Fong, and that is his third. And he's got to check out of the basketball game. So,
still in there right now.
No, that's not the case. His second. Excuse me. We'll double check. They did make a switch. I think I misheard what the announcer said here because we couldn't see the hand signal from the official. I think it's the first on Wilt Fong. First free throw good. Second free throw good from Colton Berdico. And Berdico able to knock down his third and fourth point. 22-17. Cardinals down by five. Slough with the ball between the circles. Gets it into the paint to Cook. Back to Slough. Left elbow in the corner. Wilt Fong for three. No good. Ball is punched out. It ends up in the hands of Jordan Slough. They're 0 of 5 from three-point land. Williams drives. Leads it to the free throw line. Burr. And right back out top to Slough, who changes the play. Slough swings it over. Williams, left wing, Burr to Slough, left elbow, over to Jordan on the right wing, back to Williams, against his zone defense. Wilt Fong ball fake, dribbles, and then throws it into the crowd, trying to throw it to Slough, he overthrew him and out of bounds.
Yeah, tough play there by Riley and Slough, you know, with that back, I'm not sure even if he would have been able to jump, he wouldn't have been able to get that with his back, but a heck of a overthrow there by Riley. Missed the throw. Riley, the quarterback on the football team, usually doesn't miss a lot of those throws.
50-41, Beatrice beat York in double overtime today. Needed a shot at the buzzer in the first overtime to force the second, and they go on to the win. 22-17, Bergen, 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Conrad on the right elbow, trying to drive in, and they call Tobin for a blocking foul. And that puts us in a 1-1 for Cole Conrad, who has been held in check so far offensively in this game.
Yeah, he played a heck of a game last night against Southern Valley inside, coming off the bench, giving Bergen that spark around the second quarter as well. So far, nothing going for the big boy, Conrad.
So Conrad will go to the line and shoot the 1-1. The first one good. First point of the game for Conrad. And five free throws here in quarter number two. All have been made by Bergen.
Yeah, the next foul on Donovan will put him in the double bonus.
Second free throw, good. 6 for 6 in the quarter. And a seven-point lead, the biggest of the game for Bergen, 24-17. Donovan Trumbull handles the ball on the left wing. Up between the circles, they'll get into the hands of Wilt Fong to Cook, top of the key. Over to Slough, back to Riley, another three. He's due, and he got it. Riley Wilt Fong with his seventh point and the first three of the game for Donovan Trumbull. 24-20 Bergen with 3:30 to go here before halftime. We'll have the Allen Superstore halftime report. First half stats, score updates, and more. Posting up Conrad on Burr. Conrad backs his way in. Turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound brought down by Cook. Grady will get it to Burr. Throws it into the hands of Jordan Slough. Slough on the left elbow. Jordan fires it to the left-hand corner. And Wilt Fong just dribbles it out of there. Trying to double Burr. Get it down on the block to Cook. Back out Wilt Fong. On the weak side, now Riley decides to dribble into the paint, take the runner, off the heel again, and in. Riley Wilt Fong with back-to-back buckets to cut the lead from 7 down to 2. 24-22, Bergen. Ball fake, Dykeman. Lost the handle. Turnover to Donovan Trumbull. Williams doesn't have numbers, so he'll slow it down. Tries to get it to Burr. Does. Back over to Slough. They need to settle it down here, get that offense set. They're out of sorts. Into the corner, Wilt Fong for three, and the lead! Riley Wilt Fong, 8 straight in the last minute. And it is 25-24, timeout, Archbishop Bergen. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. 2:30 to go, first half, the Cardinals by one. Should we scoot just a little bit?
And so you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Specialist. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Good swing here by Donovan Trumbull. Jeff, all Riley Wilt Fong offensively, but the whole team contributing defensively.
Yeah, he got that first look at three on the right side. Then he finally, the 2-3 zone was telling him to go to the basket. He decided to do that and then finally found him in the corner for another three. So good run there by Riley.
And Donovan Trumbull sits back on defense. Dykeman trying to get back into the flow here after a big first quarter. Drives into the double team, finds some separation. No good, but Thompson's got the rebound, and Slough fouled him. That'll be the second foul on Slough, and Ogby Thompson will go to the line and try and continue this good streak at the line. Archbishop Bergen is already 10 of 11 in the first half from the charity stripe.
Yeah, and then that seems to be what's keeping them in the ball with that run by Riley is Bergen at the free throw line.
And Thompson will put the free throw up and in for his first point. 11 of 12 at the line here in the first half, and we are tied at 25 with 2:10 to go before halftime.
Burr in and Tobin out for the Cardinals. Another offensive situation coming up.
And now Thompson to put up his second free throw. And it is good. So the senior hits them both. And it's 26-25 Bergen. 2:10 to go here in the first half. Creighton Burr into the front court, top of the key. He'll give it off to Wilt Fong. Switching back over to a man-to-man defense. A lot of switching, a lot of matchup zone, a lot of man. Williams over to Slough on the left wing. Seems to be moving a little bit better than last night. Get it into the post. Burr, separation. Throws it off the window because he was falling down and scores. A lot of people were expecting a charge maybe on Burr. Here's a three at the other end that's no good by Vertico. And the rebound brought down by Jordan Slough. And it's a good thing because Burr already has two fouls. They didn't need an offensive foul on him. Now he'll pull up from 10 and hit it on. Creighton Burr with back-to-back buckets. And it's 29-26. And at the other end, Dykeman went in for the dunk, and he kind of slipped. He still made the bucket, but he did not clearly get a big old monster dunk, which is what he was going in for the two-hand stuff. Slough with the ball, guarded deep in the right-hand corner by Manson, does a 360 move down the baseline, lays it up and in, and is fouled. Jordan Slough gets the bucket.
We talked, or Coach Hartman said in the postgame last night, you know, Jordan's going to just pick his spots where he can be effective with that back injury, and that was a perfect spot right there down the baseline. Gets the hoop and the arm. He'll head to the line.
His first bucket of the night. He's one of two at the line. The foul on Adam Dykeman. He's got two. Thompson has two. Free throw up. Good. And Slough completes the three-point play. Makes it 32-28. Donovan Trumbull with their biggest lead of the game. 1 minute to go before halftime. Dykeman left baseline, drives, puts it up and in. And a foul to go along with it. Let's see who they call this one on. Tobin on the baseline saying, I was just standing there. But that's where the foul will go. And that's the third on Tobin. So he's out and Burr is back in. 10 fouls plus here on Donovan Trumbull. And Dykeman now, the only field goals of the quarter for the Knights. A chance for a three-point play. He'll put it up, and it is good. Continued perfection here in the second quarter and near perfection in the game from the line for Bergen. 32-31, Donovan Trumbull. 50 seconds to go before halftime. Wiltfong holds the ball. Let's see if they play for the last shot. And finally coming out to put a little ball pressure on is Vertico. Wiltfong, one dribble, gets it to Slough. Right near midcourt, they double-team him. Archbishop Bergen going to try and force a turnover here and make Donovan Trumbull move with the ball. 30 seconds to go in the half. Williams with it again. Just continuing to rotate through, looking for that last shot. Coach Hartman now calls the play, who almost picked off there by Madsen. They'll get it back over to Burr, 15 seconds. Checking the clock. Down to 10 seconds. Burr still has it. Takes a couple of dribbles, gives it to Wiltfong off the screen, attacks the left side, leaves it off for Cook. The layup is good. Well executed by Donovan Trumbull. And from half court, the shot is after the buzzer, and we are at halftime. So after a little bit of shaky start all the way around, it was Donovan Trumbull putting up 34 points here in the first half of play. The Cardinals 34, Archbishop Burke 31. You're listening to the State High School Basketball Tournament, the Breeze 94.5. Brought to you by Titan CPU, Titan Sealer, and Cardinal
Institute. It's deer season, a great time to save on new John Deere tractors. Choose a 3E, 5D, or 5E series tractor and get 0% financing for 60 months. Plus, get $1,000 off a new 3E with the purchase of two qualifying implements. Start off this season with the tractor you want. Don't wait. Call or come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome to the halftime report here on The Breeze, 94.5, brought to you by our friends at your locally owned and operated Allen Superstore of Hastings, with everything you need in one store, including your groceries, pharmacy, sporting goods, clothing, photo shop, toy department, and wine cellar. They'll beat any competitor's ads and offer thousands of unadvertised indoor specials. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop your locally owned Allen Superstore? The You Get More Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. And we are at halftime. It's Donovan Trumbull, 34. Archbishop Bergen, 31. The other contest getting started a little late in Class B between Elkhorn South and Scutt, because Beatrice and York went to double overtime. And here with a scoreboard update to tell you what has happened and what is still to come for this semifinal Friday, here's Jeff Babel.
Thanks, Doug. Over in Class D1 Clearwater Orchard with a 46-42 victory over Randolph. So Clearwater Orchard will advance to the D1 state final at 11 o'clock against Overton. That'll be a 11 a.m. on Classic Hits 98.9. Overton with a 41-39 victory over Howells Dodge. So Clearwater Orchard and Howells Dodge will play for third place tomorrow afternoon. So far in C1, Wahoo with a 56-42 victory over Wayne. They'll take on Newman, who was a 67-65 victor over Columbus Scotus. So an all-Wahoo final tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on ESPN 1460, 1550 from Pinnacle Bank Arena. 9 a.m. Wahoo and Newman, Wayne and Scotus at noon tomorrow for third place. Earlier today in Class B, Beatrice, like Doug had mentioned, a 50-41 two-overtime victory over York. They'll advance to take on the winner of Scutt and Elkhorn South. That game going on right now as well over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And here in C2, Ainsworth with a 69-56 victory over Freeman. They'll await the winner of our game right now. And right now it's 34-31, Donovan Trumbull. Freeman awaits the loser of this game in the third match. Over in A, semifinals tonight, Benson and Westside will take on each other. 7 o'clock Arena, Norfolk and Bellevue West. Norfolk, again, a thrilling overtime victory as well last night, 70-66. So Bellevue West and Norfolk in the other semifinal. And final class to look over, Class D2 semifinals tonight from the Sports Center. 7 o'clock, Bancroft Rosalie and Falls City Sacred Heart, followed by High Plains and Spalding Spalding Academy tonight from the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So there's your tournament recap so far. And it is 34-31, the Cardinals right now with the lead. We'll take a break. We'll have more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up next.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln. Let's give you a rundown of some halftime stats that are close. We did have some technical difficulties early on in the basketball game, but we believe we've got those worked out. We may have missed a stat or two along the way, but let's go ahead and take a look at what we do have. First off, for Archbishop Bergen, Cole Conrad, 2 points, two rebounds. Tanner Boggs, 2 points. Nathan Griffin, 2 points. All of those are from the free throw line. He had one rebound. Colton Vertico, 4 points. One rebound for Jonah Madsen. 2 points for Ogby Thompson and two rebounds. Logan Vogel, 2 points. Adam Dykeman, 17 points, four rebounds, and one block shot. 16 points in the first quarter, 15 in the second. Unofficially, Archbishop Bergen with 31 points, 10 rebounds, 13 out of 14 at the free throw line. 0 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, 5 turnovers for Archbishop Bergen. 2 fouls apiece on Thompson and Dykeman. We'll be back and look at the first half numbers for the Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull after this on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Where do you get more? Superstore, Allen's Superstore, shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more, shopping centered around you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Continuing on with the Allen Superstore Halftime Report. We'll also have a Daily Double report from Fodder Park here coming up in just a moment. Jordan Slough has 4 points and 4 rebounds for the Cardinals. Creighton Burr has 10 points and 2 block shots. Lorenzo Williams, 4 points and a rebound. Grady Cook, 4 points, 3 rebounds. Eric Tobin, a rebound. But Riley Wiltfong is the leading scorer with 12 points, 3 rebounds. He scored 8 in a row to turn a 7-point deficit into a 1-point lead at 25-24. And Donovan Trumbull has been able to hang on to that lead. 11 points in the first quarter, 23 in the second. And at the half, Donovan Trumbull, 34 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 9 at the free throw line, 2 of 7 from 3-point land, thanks to hitting the last two they've attempted by Wiltfong. 2 block shots, just 3 turnovers, but foul trouble. Eric Tobin has 3, and it looks like Jordan Slough, Creighton Burr, and Grady Cook all have 2, if we have that right on the board here at the Devaney Center. So Donovan Trumbull leads it 34-31 over Archbishop Bergen. Halftime of our state semifinal. We'll be back with more right after this Daily Double report from Grand Island's Fodder Park.
Hello again, everybody. Steve Anderson reporting from Fodder Park for Platte River Radio. Brought to you by Chuck Winkler of Woods Brothers Realty in Grand Island. Coming up next, a look at today's Daily Double results.
In Grand Island real estate, there's only one person who should be the center of attention. Not your agent, but you. This is Chuck Winkler with Woods Brothers Realty, and I put the focus on you. I do the behind-the-scenes work during your important move, as well as the upfront work on your behalf, so you can attend to the things most important to you. Let me tackle the tough stuff.
A new first race post time at 3 p.m. on Fridays now for the balance of the 2014 meet still means plenty of live thoroughbred horse racing available today at Fodder Park. Here are the results of the first two in the opener on Friday here at Fodder. The winner, number 4, Tebow Time with Luis Renia, paying 520, 260, and 220. Second, the 5, Blackjack Vision at $3.240. The 3, Stop the Search, was third at $2.80. 4-5 Exacta in the first race, worth $15. Back half of the early Daily Double, we did have a surprise in there. The winner was number 3, Hula Hoopin'. Luis Renia takes both ends of the early Daily Double. Hula Hoopin' out of the Dan Coughlin Barn paid $16.20, $9.60, and $3.20. Second to 6, you got yourself into it at $3.80 and $2.60, with the 4, Tix Shadow, completing the trifecta at $2.60 to show. The 3-6 Exacta in race 2, good for $67.60. 3-6-4 trifecta came back at $216.80. And the early Daily Double combined lucky numbers of 4 and 3, that worth $48.60.
Listen to Fodder Park's Daily Double results each live racing day right here on Platte River Radio. Brought to you by Chuck Winkler of Woods Brothers Realty in Grand Island. Steve Anderson reporting. So long, everybody.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And you've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report, that you get more Superstore. Why shop anywhere else when you can shop locally owned Allen Superstore, West 2nd Street in Hastings. Well, last night, Archbishop Bergen got a few more people involved than Adam Dykeman, and they're going to have to get more people involved if they hope to win this game against Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, Madsen and Conrad came to mind, but I thought it was a perfect way to end the half for Wiltfong there, driving to the hoop, allowing his help defender to come over and pick up that, and Cook was wide open for 2. Riley Wiltfong in that second half with the a couple threes, a big 2, and then that big assist underneath got Donovan Trumbull back in the game and up by 3 now, just about ready for the start of the second half from the Bob Devaney Sports Center.
And Archbishop Bergen will get the basketball, leading at 34-31 again. Dykeman has 17 points, nobody else with more than 4. For Donovan Trumbull, Wiltfong with 12, Burr with 10. And it is just the starting lineup again that has scored, and that's usually the case for Donovan Trumbull. Tobin, not much of a scorer unless he gets an offensive putback or Keller. So we'll see how the second half plays out. Dykeman gets into the right-hand corner, tries to back his way in on the block, kicks it up top. Nothing there for Griffin. Swings it over for a three on the left wing. It is off the mark. The rebound. Williams tries to save it in. Had to flick it over his head. Ends up in the hands there of Griffin on the save. So Bergen will reset here. 30 seconds into the second half. Griffin holds the ball above his head. Slough right up on him. Almost in his jersey with a hand on him. He'll pass it off and get it back. Driving in, Griffin into the paint, takes it right at Cook, throws it up, no good. Thompson got the rebound, tried to pass it out. It's out of bounds off Donovan Trumbull. And that's got to be frustrating for Bergen a little bit. You've got Thompson, 6'8 senior, still learning the game, but you can't get a rebound 4 feet from the hoop and not take it back up, and that's what happened there. And they'll reset it again. So a third try here on their opening possession of the second half. Trying to give and go, nothing there. Now Thompson from the free throw line takes the jumper and hits it. Well, took a little extra, longer, but Thompson does take a shot and does score. 34-33, Donovan Trumbull. Now the Cardinals with their first possession of the second half. Top of the key with it is Cook. Burr and Dykeman, quite the battle inside. Williams, skip pass over the top. Gets it into the hands of Wilt Fong, right back to Williams. Ball dribbled to the high post. Leaves it off for Cook into Burr. Burr turn around, puts it up, off the glass and in. And they're going to call Dykeman for a foul. And that was a little touchy. A break there for the Cardinals. Burr just made a nice move. And Dykeman kind of just olayed with him around as he made the pivot.
Yeah, Burr did a nice job of recognizing that he could be able to get the contact as well, though. Burr gets the two and heads to the line for a third.
So a dozen points for Creighton Burr. He'll put the free throw on the way, and it is short, no good. And the rebound, Thompson tips it into the hands of Dykeman, who stays in there with the three fouls and 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. 36-33, Donovan Trumbull looking to advance to tomorrow's final against Ainsworth. On the dribble, it will be Vertico. Comes to the right baseline, gives it up. Throws it out top to Dykeman, makes the move. Nice scoop move, but he left it short. Got his own rebound, puts it up. It's blocked from behind, and Burr called for the foul. That evens it out because that's Burr's third.
Yeah, it looked like Creighton went straight up with that one, maybe got all ball. Ref disagree. They're having a small conversation with it, trying to explain to Creighton where the foul was.
At the end of the first quarter, Elkhorn South leads Omaha Scott 14-10. In Class B, again, that got underway extremely late because of the double overtime game, Beatrice beating York. First free throw for Dykeman is too strong, no good. Dykeman was 3 of 4 in the first half from the line.
Yeah, he was their only miss, too, Doug. 13 of 14, that's a heck of a percentage for any team. But Bergen shot lights out from the free throw line first half.
And the second free throw, Dykeman. Too strong. Rebound comes out to Riley Wiltfong, his fourth. Wiltfong will bring it up the floor himself. Wants to get it to Slough. Waits for him and now hands it off to get the offense going. To Williams, spreading that floor a little bit more against the Bergen man-to-man. Kicks it over to Slough, back over to Wiltfong, who's hit a couple of threes in the game. They're the only threes that have been made. In the left-hand corner, Williams starts to drive, lost his man, pulls up from 11 and hit it. Lorenzo Williams made Nate Griffith kind of break an ankle there, trying to stay with him on the crossover. It's 38-33. Donovan Trumbull by five. Dykeman on the inside decides to kick it back out. Dykeman was pretty deep there on the block. Now Adam will take it in, force the double team, and he's bailed out on a foul call. He just stepped between two defenders, and two free throws coming up. Grady Cook will get his third personal foul.
Burr looks like he'll check back in the game. I'm not sure if he'll come in for Tobin or Burr here, or for Cook, excuse me.
First free throw, Dykeman. Good. Got it that time. 18 points for Dykeman, and it will be Cook that comes out of the basketball game. Second free throw now coming up for Dykeman, trying to keep this one close, as it has been pretty much the whole way. And the free throw is on the way, and it is good. So after missing two the last trip, he hits two this trip. Dykeman has 19, 38, 35. Donovan Trumbull, 5.5 to go, third quarter. Burr fires it up the floor, left baseline. Williams got his man on the air on the head fake, but didn't take the shot. Wilt Fong drives, lost the handle, ball's on the floor, saved by Burr. And a timeout going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull. It's a full-length timeout. 5:16 to go in the third quarter of play. It's Donovan Trumbull 38, Archbishop Bergen 35. We're back in a minute on The Breeze.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You can bale with confidence with a new John Deere 459 round baler. And right now, during deer season, you can get $1,500 off any 459 model, as well as your choice of 0% financing for 48 months or big cash discounts. Better baling, bigger savings. Call or come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here. State Tournament Basketball brought to you in part by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Out of the Donovan Trumbull timeout, Bergen's going to extend that zone trap again. They also brought Cole Conrad into the basketball game. Weston LaBelle is in. 38-35, Donovan Trumbull. 19-99, the last time Donovan was at State. Three-pointer Burr off the mark that time. Rebound loose. Lorenzo Williams fights forward and gets it. In that state tournament, they squeaked by Osmond, then upset previously unbeaten Freeman and lost to Guardian Angels Central Catholic in the finals. That first game on Saturday morning in 99. Hard to believe that was 15 years ago. Coach Rick Rath the time for the Cardinals.
Wilt Fong just in the corner. They need to get him the ball.
Wilt Fong calling for it, but they're really running the other four men through. Lorenzo Williams has the basketball, dribbling it towards midcourt. Now picks his dribble up, throws through the double team to Wilt Fong, who comes to the top of the circle. Back over to Williams. Williams drives into the paint, forces it, switches hands, and scores. I don't know how he made it, but Williams has eight. And it's 40-35, and at the other end, getting back, LaBelle lays it up and in. So an easy bucket that time for Archbishop Bergen as they got the ball up the floor quickly. Burr, top of the circle now, brings it to the right elbow, working on Conrad, leans over him, and he puts it up too strong, no good. Rebound to Madsen. Madsen up the floor. Bergen wants to run, but the Cardinals are back defensively. Over to Bertico. Bertico holds the ball. Calling for Madsen. He'll give it to him. On the right wing to LaBelle. Dykeman has worked hard. He sets the screen into Conrad, and the layup off the front of the rim. No good. And out of bounds to Donovan Trumbull. No, they're going to say it's off of Donovan Trumbull. Give it to Bergen, I guess. So Bergen will keep it here in the front court.
No real argument from the Donovan Trumbull players either, so I think that was the right call. Looks like Cook's got maybe a nosebleed or something. He's got some cotton swabs in his nose. So Cook, end of the game now. Burr back to the bench for the Cardinals.
Yeah, it's been a little bang around affair in there, whether that's what that came from or not. Not sure. Dykeman with it on the right elbow. Tobin doesn't bite, so he'll pull up, shoot it over him. The elevation was good, but the shot was not. And Jordan Slough will get his fifth rebound. 40-37, Donovan Trumbull. 3:10 to go here in the third quarter of the C2 state semifinals. Ball between the circles. Riley Wilt Fong. Crossover to the left elbow. They won state football. Now they're trying to win state basketball. That is not an easy double to do. Sometimes you don't have the physicality and grace to do them both. Cook on the double team. Gets it to Keller. He steps into the paint. Ran right into Dykeman, and Dykeman just swallowed him up and took the basketball away with the block. 40-37, Donovan Trumbull with their first turnover here of the second half. LaBelle, pick and roll, gets it to Conrad, takes it in on Cook, lays it up, and scores. Cole Conrad with his first bucket of the ball game, and the lead is now down to one at 40-39. A lot of subs waiting to come in. Williams is waiting over there. Three more players for Archbishop Bergen. Slough tries to get it to Keller, and going for the steal, a foul will be called on Weston LaBelle.
Yeah, Keller coming into the game gave Williams a quick breather. Williams has been playing pretty well this game. First time I think he's come out of the game. So Williams and Berg back in for Donovan. 2:16 to go in this third quarter.
In case you missed it earlier today, the Nebraska men were up 18 in the second half to Ohio State and lost 71-67 at the Big Ten tournament. So now they have to wait to see who they might get in the NCAA tournament as William pulls up at the free throw line and mistimed his jump there as that didn't hit anything and out of bounds it went.
No, not a good shot selection there. You would have liked to see him get a better look at it. Not much.
Nothing
lift.
Wrong with the selection.
Yeah, okay.
It was the execution.
Yeah, that's my.
He came up a little short. We've all shot that one, haven't we? Oh, a technical foul here. On Donovan Trumbull. And I missed.
I wonder if they had six players on the court, perhaps.
He ran on the court without being whistled down.
Okay. We're being told that one of the players didn't get waved in, and they call a technical usually, and that was Cook. Usually they just say, hey, go back to the bench until we get done, and I'll wave you in. But a quick whistle, and the free throw is up, and it is in on the team technical there. So Dykeman made the first one. That ties it at 40, and the second one is off the rim, no good. So only a one-point penalty, and now the Donovan Trumbull fans trying to turn that into something more. So that was definitely a technical violation and not slamming a ball or saying something or being angry. So Bergen with the basketball, Tanner Boggs has it. Drives left baseline, left-handed runner, no good. Ball being tapped around, ends up right back in the hands of Boggs, and he'll score. It's a 7-0 run by Bergen. Tanner Boggs with his first bucket of the basketball game, 42-40. Wilt Fong at the other end, knocked out of his hands, right in front of the Donovan Trumbull bench.
Coach Hartman wanted a hand check foul, not going to get it.
And so it will be Donovan Trumbull ball in front of their own bench. And to throw it in will be Lorenzo Williams. I don't know. The official was saying something to the coaching staff. First, I thought they had said something, but then I think maybe they were a little too close to the sideline there, so he's making sure they had room. So nonetheless, it will be Donovan Trumbull ball. They enter it deep in the right-hand corner in front of their bench to Slough. Slough comes into the paint. He's got four guys on him up top to Wilt Fong. He'll swing it over to Lorenzo Williams, to Cook. Tobin is also in there. But right now, Donovan Trumbull has hit the wall when it comes to scoring. Only 6 points here in this third quarter. We're down to a minute 20 to go. Williams pass knocked away. Steal is made by Boggs. Boggs into the front court, dishes it off. Layup no good by Griffin, but he is fouled. And Nate will go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, 2-on-1 there. It was tough for Williams to get back. Tried to draw the charge. Got there pretty late. So the foul there on Williams. And that's his
Lorenzo.
First.
Or I got it for two.
Oh, yep. I was looking at the Bergen sign. Sorry about that.
And the free throw is on the way. It's no good for Griffin, who was 2 for 2.
Fourth team foul on the Cardinals, though.
And back in Creighton Burr. Again, Cook and Tobin and Burr all have 3 fouls. 3 for Dykeman for Bergen. And the free throw is up, and it is good. So 1 of 2 for Griffin, and that makes it 43-40. Archbishop Bergen now leading Donovan Trumbull. They've scored 8 in a row. Minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Cook over to Slough. Back up top, Williams. Williams, one dribble to the left elbow, gives it to Wilt Fong. Riley for 3, skips out, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Knights. And Bovell hands it off. Trying to get a steal, Williams. Can't get the job done. Funny hop there, Griffin. Griffin still trouble with it, gets it into the front court. Donovan Trumbull fans wanted a violation, and a timeout going to be called here by Bergen. They'll have 3 remaining. It's a 30-second timeout. with 41 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bergen 43, Donovan Trumbull 40. State tournament action brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again. We'll be right back.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
41 seconds to go here at the third quarter of the State High School Basketball Tournament. And it is Bergen 43, Donovan Trumbull 40. Bergen has scored 8 straight points, and they've got the basketball. Presumably, probably going to play for the last shot here because they called the timeout. Let's see if they set something up quickly or if they do play for the last shot. They get it to Conrad on the block against Tobin. He'll take the shot. It is no good. Jordan Slough will get his 6th rebound. And now Donovan Trumbull will trot the ball up the floor. Slough off the screen at half court from Tobin. Sticking with him is Jonah Madsen. Get it to Williams. Knocked out of Williams' hands. He's able to run it down to the backcourt. And then a blocking foul going to be called. The official knew he had to blow the whistle. And he had that split second where he was thinking about it. Was it on Williams or was it on Griffin? And they're going to call it on Griffin.
Yeah, I think that was the right call. You know, it was a 50-50 call. But the way the Bergen defender was still moving his feet just at the last second, I think Williams got the correct call there.
He was really wanting the contact. 8 seconds to go here. Slough pick at the high post. Kicks it off on the wing to Cook. 12-footer. No good. Ends up on the deck. That is the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, Archbishop Bergen 43, Donovan Trumbull 40. This is the State High School Basketball Tournament on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Trumbull, Donovan.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
It's the Take the Money and Ride national event at CPI Mr. Tire. When you purchase a set of 4 qualifying Cooper tires, you'll get more than just tires built for you. Get up to a $160 Cooper Tire Visa prepaid rebate card, too, when you use your Mr. Tire credit card. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. Take the money and ride on Cooper Tires from CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. We go to the fourth quarter of play. Donovan Trumbull now trailing 43-40. Archbishop Bergen outscored them 12-6 in the third quarter of play. But it will be Cardinals basketball, and they'll get it into Jordan Slough. Slough with a left-hand dribble, brings it across the timeline, up top to Burr, back over to Slough. Burr had got a lot of rest there at the end of the third quarter with his 3 fouls, but he is back in there. Slough into the corner. Wilt Fong tries to make the entry pass. It's deflected. Dykeman gets the steal, and then a foul called on Cook. And that's going to be his 4th. That's only the 6th turnover for Donovan Trumbull. Archbishop Bergen with 5. Both teams have taken care of the ball. It's the 5th team foul on Donovan Trumbull. But free throws, a big story in the game. 6 of 10 for Donovan, 17 out of 22 for Archbishop Bergen. 11 more points from the line in 12 more attempts.
See if that becomes a factor late in this game.
Just underway in the 4th quarter. Bergen with the basketball, bringing it to the front court. Griffin to the top of the circle. Cardinals trying to play man, and they let a man get away all the way to the hoop. Colton Vertigo lays it up and in, trying to get on the double, and it's 45-40. Bergen continues to put together a run. That's 10 straight. Now Burr takes the fadeaway jumper around and in. So that will end the run, and Creighton Burnow has a team-high 14 points. But a 10-0 run by Bergen got him that lead, and then it's stolen away by Slough. Slough up ahead, the layup, fouled, it won't go. Slough wasn't quite sure if Bergen was going to try and come in and block it or just let him go. Griffin with his second personal foul.
And I wonder with Slough with his back if he wanted to maybe try to avoid as much contact as he would. So he kind of just threw that up behind him almost. But he'll go to the free throw line, try to get two that way.
45-42 Bergen. Two free throws for Slough. He's 2 of 3, and that one is good. 3 of 4 at the line. 5 points for the senior point guard, Jordan Slough. 45-43 Bergen. The winner takes on Ainsworth tomorrow. 4:30 in the state title game. Second free throw is up, and it is in. Slough hits them both. 45-44. Now Donovan Troubles fans up on their feet. Getting after it. Halftime in Class B. Omaha Scott has turned it around. They lead Elkhorn South 27-20 at the half. South, the only undefeated team left in the state. 7 minutes to go in our game. And the ball belongs to Bergen, leading at 45-44. Conrad at the free throw line. They sag on him. Dykeman gets it on the block left side. Tobin on him. Backs Tobin in. Turnaround jumper. No good. Then goes over his back. And Dykeman with his fourth personal foul. Great job by Eric Tobin that time to not get too physical and just let the play develop.
Yeah, and Dykeman had, it looked like he had a good look there. Just missed the shot. Great job of boxing out for Tobin. Making Dykeman go over the back with a pushing foul. Huge sequence there. Dykeman will come out of this game, too.
Want to remind folks that coming up tonight at 7 o'clock, the Hastings College women play Indiana Wesleyan in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament in Sioux City. You can hear that on 1230 KHAS and HastingsLink.com. Bergen 45-44 over Donovan Trumbull here on the Breeze and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Slough with it, looking to get the lead back, makes some room off the screen from Tobin, takes it all the way in, draws the foul. Looks like Conrad is going to pick up the personal foul. And big number zero is whistled for the second time here in the game. And at the line to shoot two, Jordan Slough. But you can tell, we mentioned it earlier, he does look better. He's a little more involved offensively, especially with that back. Free throw no good.
And I wonder, with Dykeman on the bench, if Donovan's just going to keep trying to do the same thing, cheap attacking that basket, get to the free throw line, try to get some easy twos.
Second free throw, missed them both. Skips out of there, and Ogby Thompson, who had to come in, gets his fourth rebound. Williams trying to put some pressure on in the backcourt. Working hard is Jonah Matson. He gets it into the front court. Williams finally knocks it away. There's a fight for the basketball. Picked up there by Bertico. Bertico will bring it over on the right wing against the Cardinal man-to-man. 6 minutes to go, 45-44. And then a hand-check foul on Riley Wiltfong. And for Riley, that'll be his second personal foul. That is the sixth team foul. Team fouls even at six apiece with exactly 6 minutes to go. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here in the Husker Power Product booth, broadcast booth, excuse me. And Bergen to throw it in. Burr trying to face guard Thompson, the 6'8 player who pops out into the corner, so they'll lob it out top to LaBelle. Weston again knocked away by Slough. Gets it back though. Hands it off to Bertico. Colton a lot more quieter than he was last night against Southern Valley. Hands it off to Madsen. Madsen drives from the right to the left, and Burr blocks his shot out of bounds. Third block for Creighton Burr. Still night basketball.
Nice job there by Burr, just staying in the lane, staying in the paint, being the landlord down there, blocking that shot, getting it out of there.
So it'll be Bergen ball underneath their own hoop. Nothing underneath, so they'll throw it out top to LaBelle again. LaBelle drives in and has another shot blocked, and this time it's blocked off. LaBelle and out of bounds. Creighton Burr, back-to-back blocks, his fourth of the game. And it'll belong to the Cardinals. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer. As part of the Titan Dealer Group, Titan Machinery gives you access to one of the largest parts and wholesale goods inventories in the world, while at the same time providing you with better solutions with the same locally owned service and dedication you expect. See Titan Machinery, Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge today, your Case IH dealer. Wiltfong into the front court. They've had a lot of opportunities to take the lead here. Let's see if they can get it back. Creighton Burr Top of the key, working on Thompson. Hands it off to Slough. Overload on the right. Williams off the pick. Comes down the lane. Dishes it off to Cook. Comes up. Shot blocked out of there. Thompson. There were three defenders, and Thompson, the third, got the highest and swatted it out of there. So it remains 45-44 Bergen. 5:10 to go in the game. Jonah Manson between the circles to Bertico. Bertico holds the ball again. Poking at it is Wilt Fong. Now Bertico drives right side of the key. Stops, gets it out to LaBelle. LaBelle swings it over on the left wing to Manson. Who will get the next run? Burr pokes away the entry pass. Out of bounds to Bergen. Timeout situation. Each team has three. A jump ball would go to Bergen. Each team has six fouls, so we're in the bonus. Tobin in for the Cardinals. Dykeman and also Griffin in for Archbishop Bergen. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. But after a couple of nice runs there, Jeff, we've kind of hit a little stagnant part here of the ball game offensively.
Yeah, and both teams right now they're fighting for position. That Tobin and Dykeman. Tobin just trying to front Dykeman there. Dykeman's not having it, and the ref separates him a little bit.
So Bergen will inbound it and kick it out to the top of the circle. Stay on the left wing with Bertico. Bertico off the ball screen, pick and roll. Bertico brings it in. One-hand runner, no good. Rebound brought down by Eric Tobin. And you can see Dykeman had to pull back. He knew that he couldn't get it over the back foul because he's got four. Slough into the front court. Gives it off to Wilt Fong. Right side of the key. Back to Williams at the top of the circle. Lorenzo guarded there by Griffin. 4:20 to go. It's still 45-44. Bergen just 2 points. 4 points in the quarter for Donovan Trumbull. Over to Slough, a little opening in the lane, but he decided just to back it back out to Tobin. Over to Wilt Fong, off the ball screen. Riley into the paint, around Conrad, lays it up and in. Riley Wilt Fong with his first bucket of the second half, and the Cardinals regain the lead, 46-45. 4 minutes to go in his state semifinal. Vertico, right wing, starts to make a move, cut off by Wilt Fong. Outside the arc, they give it to Dykeman. Dykeman to the free throw line. Step back, no shot. Still a two-man game between these two. Bertico kicks it out, and they'll reset the offense. So they ran it through once. And head coach Chris Paulson says, let's reset it, run it again. They'll reverse it to the left side this time. Griffin. Griffin tries baseline. Some contact. He hits the floor. Shot's no good. Good job by Tobin defensively. Wilt Fong with the rebound. Up the floor, number's not there. Top of the circle, Tobin holds the ball. Over to Williams. 3:15 remain in the game. 46-45, Donovan Trumbull. They've scored six in a row. Bergen scored 10 in a row to go up by five. And now six in a row by Donovan Trumbull. 46-45. Wilt Fong out between the circles. Starts the dribble to the right side. Tobin sets the screen. Riley drives and gives it to Burr. Burr has a little room. Pulls up from nine. It's rattling in and out. He had a lot of cylinder. It's no good. Dykeman pulls down his seventh rebound. 2:45 to go, and Bergen will call a 30-second timeout. With 2:47 remaining in a basketball game, it's Donovan Trumbull 46, Archbishop Bergen 45 on the Breeze.
Rob Feed Yard in Donovan has been a part of the successful business picture of Donovan since 1939. More than 70 years of service to the community, providing a local market for your grain and feeder cattle. Rob Feed Yard Incorporated is a proud supporter of Donovan Trumbull Athletics and Academics and wishes the athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Call Greg at 402-845-2211. Thank you for your continued support from Rob Feed Yard, Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Gooda, Jeff Babel back with you here at the State High School Basketball Tournament. We are down to 2:47 remaining. Donovan Trumbull, 46. Archbishop Bergen, 45. Nebraska men fell today in the Big Ten Tournament, 71-67 to Ohio State. They were up 18 in that game. And Ohio State beat them. Michigan held off Illinois, 64-63. Another tight one here earlier today. Overton, a winner from the area, 41-39. As they picked up the win against Howells Dodge, Jordan Slough went for the steal, didn't get it. Or he did get it in a foul's call. And at first I thought they pointed the other way. They're going to say that Slough did get the steal. Nice play by Jordan, and he's fouled.
Yeah, it was just kind of being tipped around there. He had better positioning, and the defender just kind of shoved him in the back a little back, so Jordan will head to the free throw line, try to extend this Donovan Trumbull lead.
It's on Nathan Griffin, and that is his fourth personal foul. So after the Slough steal, he's at the line to shoot the one-and-one, and Jordan will put it up and in. 47-45, Donovan Trumbull, the bell back in for the Knights. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show, final stats, coach interview, and more, so stay with us. Slough now with the second free throw. On the way, and that hit the front of the rim, no good. Rebound to Dykeman. 20 points, 8 rebounds, but Dykeman does not have a bucket in the second half of play after having 17 in the first half. Bergen with just 14 points in the second half. Driving in, scoop shot up, no good by Bertigo. Dykeman tip try, got it back, missed it twice. And the rebound brought down by Riley Wilkfong. Dykeman had his chance there, Jeff, and couldn't get it done.
Yeah, two chances underneath, and we just said he hadn't had a bucket, and he had two beautiful looks down below. Iron unkind to Dykeman.
Man-to-man, going to have to pressure Donovan Trumbull now, trying to get that ball back. Cook, top of the circle, pivoting, looking for somebody to throw it to. Gets it to Williams, who immediately gets it to Slough. 1:45 to go, left-hand dribble, Jordan Slough. We're going to get the hand check foul. Both teams are in the bonus. My, oh my, Bergen scored the first bucket here of the fourth quarter, and they haven't scored in five-plus minutes. Yeah, sitting on 45.
Nothing's going good for them. Donovan's picking their spots and doing a good job getting their points, retaking the lead now by two.
And the front end of the one-and-one, no good, and then Slough fouled. Jordan following the shot, commits the foul, his third. And we'll walk to the other end. Let's see if it's Dykeman. He's the one that ended up on the ground. And it will be Dykeman at the line.
Slough gingerly getting up, but he got up. He's a gamer out there. Working hard out there for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals.
6 of 10 at the line for Jordan Slough, or for Adam Dykeman. And the free throw is on the way, and it hits the front of the rim, no good, and Conrad's over the back of Creighton Burr. So we'll walk right back to the other end. That's the third foul on Conrad.
Nice job boxing out, just getting good position for Burr, earning that rebound. Conrad over the back, so now Burr goes to the line to get two for him.
Burr, 12, make it 14 in the game. He's 2 of 3 at the line. And now a timeout will be called by Donovan Trumbull with 1:43 remaining in the game. Donovan Trumbull 47, Archbishop Bergen 45. We're back in 30 on the Breeze.
Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals at State from Around the Block in Donovan. Around the Block is a one-of-a-kind shop with a unique selection of home decor, jewelry, antiques, seasonal items, and Melissa and Doug toys. You'll find wonderful handmade gifts and decorations, too. Come to Around the Block and visit the tea room and enjoy lunch or dessert while shopping. Bring your State basketball program in and receive a 10% discount on select items. Go Cardinals! Around the Block, 109 West Plum Street in downtown Donovan.
The Breeze, 94.5.
With our producer engineer John Dimmert and Jeff Babel, Doug Duda back with you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. State tournament action brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark Trailers, located at Stanley Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island, or you can visit them at DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles with a service, repair, and full body shop. Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Creighton Burr at the free throw line, getting ready to shoot the front end of a 1-1, leading at 47-45 with 1:43 to go in the game. And the free throw is no good. Dykeman pulls down the rebound, his 11th and 7th of this half. And they've been stuck on 45 forever, Jeff. Can they find a set play here for Bergen? Doubling Dykeman. So the reverse out to LaBelle. Swing it over to Madsen. Madsen, couple of dribbles to Conrad. Conrad tries the baseline, power move up, and a foul from the top of the key is called. Conrad will go to the line. So The foul was not called on the baseline where the action was, Jeff. It came from the top, so we must have had a little hand check as he went by.
Yeah, the ref gave it a little a pushing motion, so that's what it'll be. Conrad will try to get Bergen. Bergen's been stuck on 45 for a lot of this fourth quarter. He can try and get him back into this game. He can tie it up here with a couple of made free throws.
And the foul on Grady Cook is his fifth, and he fouls out of the game. Eric Tobin comes in at his place, and the free throw banked in. Cole Conrad banked it in, and he made two earlier today, and last night he was 3 of 4, so that's not just a big guy that can't shoot free throws. This one is in as well. That was nothing but net. And the crowd coming to their feet. 47-47. Ball about got away from Slough. He grabs it, and they'll reset. A minute 10 to go. Loud crowd behind us is Archbishop Bergen, and a travel going to be called on Riley Wilfong. He came to the jump stop in traffic, couldn't keep his balance, and that'll be the seventh turnover for Donovan Trumbull. And back in for Bergen will be Nate Griffin. Out there on the floor for Bergen, you have got Vertigo, Griffin, along with Madsen, Dykeman, and Conrad. Burr, Tobin, Williams, Wiltfong, and Slough for Donovan Trumbull with 1 minute to go in the basketball game. Bergen basketball. Ball knocked away, and the steal made. Jordan Slough with a big steal. That's the fifth turnover of the fourth quarter on Bergen, and that's why they've only got 4 points. Now will they play for the last shot? Creighton Burr with it. Tied at 47. Gives it to Williams. Bergen is right out there on him defensively, so every pass has to be crisp. Jordan Slough now has it with 30 seconds near midcourt. Williams got ran over. He gets up and takes the basketball at midcourt. Dribbles to the right side. Both teams are in the bonus. If Bergen fouls, it would be double bonus. Skip pass over to Williams with 18 seconds to go. 47-47. Back to Slough. 12 seconds to go. Coach Steve Hartman yelling out instructions. It looks like they're going to go. 7 seconds. Slough, left-hand dribble in the lane. Throws up a tough shot. No good. The ball, Williams from half court. And a timeout called once Williams grabbed it. They're going to have about a half a second to get a shot up. Great timeout call. And Lorenzo Williams hustled down to get the rebound. It was not a good shot by Jordan Slough for getting the last shot attempt. But it's run down, and now it's up to the officials. How much time do they put back on the clock? It can't be more than a half a second.
I thought I saw the official table pointing at least one. We'll see what they give. But, yeah, a tough angle. Driving to the hoop, his left hand falling away. With his non-dominant hand, tough angle. Good timeout by Coach Hartman in that situation. Now you're able to draw something up.
Now they have put overtime on the board. So let's see what the case is. Well, they're going to bring Ogby Thompson in, and that'll be to guard the inbounds pass at 6'8 to make him maybe throw it in the back court. And you know they won't call a foul here. And we're waiting to see how much time they're going to put on the clock. And we're still waiting to see what they're going to put on the clock. 47-47.
0.3.
Well, 0.3 is not enough to get a shot off. Well, then this is, you got to tip it in. By rule, you cannot catch and shoot, so that's too bad. I don't know where you come up with 0.3 as opposed to 0.4. So Donovan Trumbull has to throw it in from midcourt. And it looks like we're going to be headed for overtime here in the semifinals. Slough will throw it in. Ogby Thompson will try and knock it down. And Bergen just got to make sure they don't foul. Slough looks, lob towards the hoop, knocked away, and we're going to overtime. They did have a good lob set up there for Creighton Burr, but it is knocked away, and we're headed for overtime here in the C2 state semifinals. Donovan Trumbull 47, Bergen 47. We're back in a minute on the Breeze.
At the Donovan Insurance Agency, you get that personal service you expect from your insurance agents. Terry Connick, Candy Dombowski, and Michelle Cook will work with you to make sure your claim is handled professionally, fairly, and quickly. Talk to the Donovan Insurance Agency about auto insurance, home, life, health, business, farm, and crop insurance. Call 402-845-6568 for a free, no-obligation, hassle-free quote. The Donovan Insurance Agency proudly supports Donovan Trumbull Athletics.
Want big John Deere performance and big savings too? Then take a look at a 6M or 6R series tractor. Choose any model from 105 to 150 horsepower and get $7,000 cash off. Or take advantage of 0% financing for 60 months and $2,000 off. Either way, get more tractor for less than you think. Come in today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Headed to overtime here at the State High School Boys Basketball Tournament. 47-47. And that means we'll restart it. Remember, Grady Cook has already fouled out of the basketball game. So no Cook for Donovan Trumbull. Dykeman leads the way for Bergen with 20. 14 for Burr and Wiltfong for Donovan Trumbull. And the tap here in overtime will be controlled by Donovan Trumbull. Both teams pick up an extra timeout, so they've got a few to work with. Dykeman on the left elbow. Burr working on him. Dykeman with four, Burr with three. Double team. Picks his dribble up. Going to have to find a teammate. That teammate driving in is going to be Bertico. Bertico has his shot blocked, but a foul going to be called. And it looks like it's on Creighton Burr, and that is his fourth personal foul. Two free throws coming up for Bertico. He's 2 of 2 at the line. Has 6 points. Free throw up, and it bounces out. No good. A lot of seniors on these two teams, so it's not a promise of being back next year. A lot of pressure on these seniors. Second free throw up, and it's good. Bertico gets one. And it is 48-47. Donovan Trumbull outscored Bergen 7-4 in the fourth quarter. 3.5 to go in overtime. With it is Jordan Slough. Slough skips it over to Burr for three. No good. That was the first three in a while. Neither team even attempted one in the fourth quarter. And the rebound brought down by Bertico. Again, Jeff, that's great if it goes, but Burr hadn't shot one, I don't think, the whole game.
Yeah, that's one of those where you go, no, because you think you can get a better look for it.
Now Bertico comes down the lane. Are we going to get a charge or a block? We're going to get a block. The shot rattles out. No good. And Jordan Slough going to be a little slow to get up. He's the man that got run over with that bad back. And he gets up gingerly anytime he gets plowed into. And two free throws. And for Slough, he's got four. Slough with four. Burr with four. Already fouling out is Cook. On the other side, Dykeman with four. Griffin with four. Conrad with three. Free throw. Bertico, good. Trying to win this from the free throw line. A game of runs here in the second half. 49-47, Bergen in overtime. Second free throw, Bertico, no good. Rebound at Dykeman. Took a long kick, and Dykeman has it. Backside wide open. There's the layup and a foul. The shot doesn't go. Tobin with a good strong foul will send Jonah Madsen to the line. Tobin with his fourth personal foul. That was just a bad break there. That free throw came off at a line shot angle, and the tallest player over there was going to be able to grab it, and that was Dykeman.
Yeah, tough move there, and the back door is wide open. Good foul by Tobin, making him get it at the line.
And the free throw no good. And a tilt of the head by Coach Chris Paulson. Don't forget, when we're done, the Misco Sports postgame show. Second free throw, Madsen on the way, and it's good. In the first minute of overtime, 3 of 6 from the free throw line already for Bergen, and they're up 50-47. Donovan Trumbull just needs to get a bucket here to calm the nerves. Slough starts to drive. Double team, kicks it out to Tobin. Skips it over to Williams on the left wing. He's on the weak side, one-on-one with Griffin. Doesn't drive. Passes it to Tobin and gets it right back. Burr trying to post, calling for the ball. Creighton really bouncing off Dykeman. Now Williams drives. Back out top, Wiltfong. And here is a shove fighting through a screen and a foul called on Colton Bertico. And I believe that is his first personal foul of the game. But both teams are in the double bonus. So Bredicko with the foul. And Lorenzo Williams shaking up a little bit. Now he goes to the line. 2 of 4 at the line, has 8 points. These are important free throws, especially now that you're behind. 2:35 to go, looking for their first point of overtime. Williams, deep breath, the first of two is up, and it's good. Good concentration. Williams knocks it down, 50-48. Bergen, second one coming. 2:35 remaining in overtime. We've already had a couple of overtimes, a double overtime, a triple overtime in this tournament. Second free throw, Williams, got them both. 50-49, Bergen. The Cardinals drop back in their half-court defense. Across the timeline, Griffin. Griffin between the circle. Takes a look at what Coach Paulson puts up for the play call. To Bredicko. Bredicko on the right side. Drives into the double team. Off the screen by Williams. Reverse layup. Lost his footing and a foul called. And it looks like Tobin maybe just fouled out of the game. He came around and lost his balance, but whose legs did he run into? His teammates or Tobin's? And that's it for Tobin. No points, 2 rebounds in the game for Tobin. Fouls out with 2:19 to go. So now Tobin and Cook, two posts, are on the bench, fouled out.
We'll see who Hartman brings in. It looks like Keller will come in. Maybe drop Wilfong down to the post.
So Bredicko, who was at the line one time in regulation, has been to the line. This will be his third time in overtime. And a timeout to discuss things here for Coach Steve Hartman. 2:19 remaining in the basketball game in overtime. Bergen 50, Donovan Trumbull 49. 2 free throws coming up for the Knights when we come back.
When knees hurt, when joints ache, when bones break, trust the experienced team at Hastings Orthopedics. Our talented therapists, nurses, imaging staff, and skilled surgeons are trained experts on muscle, bone, and joint care. Don't let aches and pains slow you down. Reach your full potential with the caring, skilled team at Hastings Orthopedics. Feel like yourself again. Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
You need power, efficiency, and dependability from your tractor, and when it's time to trade, you want the best resale value. That's what you get with the Case IH Magnum tractors from Fairbanks International. With 9 models, Case IH Magnum set productivity standards the competition just can't match. For a limited time, you can finance your new Magnum with an interest waiver for 12 months. For power, efficiency, ease of maintenance, comfort, and financing, see the Case IH Magnum from Fairbanks International. Better solutions.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Every championship game of the boys' state tournament tomorrow on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As we're back to overtime action, and Bredicko puts it up and in. If Donovan Trumbull is able to come back and win this game, you'll also hear it on The Breeze, 94.5 tomorrow. Second free throw, Bredicko up and in, so he hits them both this time. 4 of 6 in overtime at the line. 52-49, Bergen. 2:15 to go in overtime. Slough to the front court to Williams. To Wiltfong, who's been really quiet lately. Over to Noah Keller, pressed into action because Cook and Tobin have fouled out. Williams tries a three for the tie. In and out, it was almost, but not. And then Dykeman, a jump ball, takes Keller to the ground. The arrow points the way of Donovan Trumbull, but they wanted the fifth foul there on Dykeman and didn't get it. Three was no good.
And looked like he had good positioning. Dykeman might have went over the back, but he was so tall and skied over the rebound.
Another chance here for Donovan Trumbull. And Conrad's going to get called for a foul because coming down the baseline to try to get open was Creighton Burr, and he got shoved almost into the standard. And Conrad, just a big old boy, when he slides over, he's going to make you move, and that's the fourth on Cole Conrad.
So depth could become an issue here. Donovan's already got 2 players fouled out. Archbishop Brigham with 2 guys with 4.
Burr's first free throw. He needs it, and it is bouncing off the front of the rim and in. Creighton Burr, now 3 of 5 at the line, made a couple back in the first quarter, and then missed one in the third and the fourth. 52-50. Second free throw on the way, and it's good. 2 big free throws for Creighton Burr. 52-51. Still a lot of time to go in overtime. 1:50 to go. We've been at the line a bunch. Up in front of us here is Bredicko. He'll find his teammate Manson out around midcourt. Guarded there by Keller into the hands of Griffin. 1:40 to go. The Knights by one in overtime. On the left elbow with it, starting to drive. Bredicko takes a tough shot. It rolls out, no good. Falls out of bounds off of Conrad. And it'll belong to Donovan Trumbull. A near offensive rebound. And Conrad saying, hey, I got shoved under there. And so they head to the other end. But now a chance for Donovan Trumbull to take the lead. In an unusual overtime, all the points have been from the free throw line. 5 for Bergen and 4 for 4 for Donovan Trumbull. Slough up the floor with Bird trailing behind. Over to Williams on the left wing. Creighton's wide open. He'll take it at the three-point arc to Wiltfong. Off the screen, Riley Hanson off to Slough. Slough in the lane. There's room. He drives, throws it up, and a foul called. And again, Slough goes down. Man, his kid is playing with some incredible pain out there. He's barely able to walk. And Slough going to have to go to the line, and they bring him over to the sideline just to kind of rub it out just a little bit if they can. And Slough will go to the line to shoot two. In that fourth quarter, he was 3 of 7. And now a timeout going to be called here by Donovan Trumbull, which will leave them with 0. So that'll be the final timeout of the overtime period. Donovan Trumbull trailing 52-51 with a minute 14 to go in overtime.
Bergen took that timeout.
Oh, Bergen took the timeout, excuse me. So Bergen takes the timeout. Still a minute 14 to go. Bergen 52, Donovan Trumbull 51. And Jordan Slough will be at the line to shoot two when we come back.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Out of timeout, Jordan Slough to shoot two free throws, and the first one is off the front of the rim, and it's no good. Bergen 52, Donovan Trumbull 51. 1:14 to go in overtime. Slough gets a second to try and tie it. It's up, and it's too strong, barely hit the rim. Rebound, Adam Dykeman, and that bat continues to bother Slough. Tough break there for Donovan Trumbull, couldn't get either one. Into the front court, Griffin takes it all the way in. Right at Wiltfong, lays it up and in, and a foul. Riley Wiltfong, his third foul and a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, Riley went for the block there, Doug. I think he should have maybe tried to stick his ground and grab a charge. Tough foul there on Wiltfong.
That's the first bucket of the game for Nate Griffin. He had 3 free throws. It's also the first field goal of overtime for either team. 54-51. Bergen now can make it a 2-possession game for the first time in overtime. What a change of developments here. And the free throw for Nate Griffin is on the way, and it is in and out off the rim. No good. Rebound brought down by Wiltfong. 3-point lead, Bergen. 1 minute to go. 54-51. Slough into the front court. Donovan Trumbull just needs a good bucket here. Burr out to Slough. Slough, right elbow. Bounce pass into the corner to Keller. Keller out to Williams. You're not probably looking at Keller to shoot. We're down to 45 seconds to go. Creighton Burr off the screen. Pulls up from 12. Hit a good one. Timeout. Donovan Trumbull. And that will be their final timeout of the overtime period. Big bucket for Creighton Burr. 41 seconds remains in overtime. Bergen 54. Donovan Trumbull 53. The State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by
Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialist have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. And this has turned into a whale of a basketball game, Jeff.
Yeah, and timeout here by the Cardinals. Going to try and set up a trap out of the inbounds. Get a steal, perhaps. If not, you got a foul right away and send Bergen to the line.
So the first field goal of the overtime. Creighton Burr knocks it down. It was 47-all at the end of regulation. Donovan Trumbull had a chance to win it but didn't get a good shot and has not led here in the overtime period. Archbishop Bergen got to the line. They have already attempted 9 free throws here in overtime. 6 have been attempted by Donovan Trumbull. 41 seconds remains in overtime. Bergen ball by one. Full court pressure going to be put on by the Cardinals. To throw it in, Dykeman. Got it to Berdicko. Right back to Dykeman. Trying to get that 10-second count. Berdicko dribbles up, throws it to the front court. They get it to Conrad. That's probably who you wanted to foul, the Dykeman. Now we're down to 30 seconds, and at some point, Donovan will have to foul if they can't get the turnover. Keller knocked it away. Picked back up, though, and a timeout. No, a foul out away from the basketball. After it was tipped away, Williams was trying to steal the basketball away, and Lorenzo with his third foul. Boy, Donovan Trumbull does that about as good as anybody, Jeff, and they just about picked the pocket again in crunch time.
Yeah, they had pressured on. The 10-second count was on. Bergen just breaks the timeline, picks up his dribble right at halfway, and it looked like they might have had a chance at a 2-on-0. Bergen gets away with it, though.
Griffin to shoot two, the first one. Good. He just missed one. He is now 4 of 6 at the line. 55-53, Archbishop Bergen, 23 seconds to go in overtime. At the line again, Nathan Griffin, a 6'1 senior, only averages 3.5 points a game. Again, remember, Donovan Trumbull, no timeouts. Second free throw up, and it's good. So Griffin hits them both. Substitution, Bergen will bring in Tanner Boggs. And Donovan Trumbull may have to go for the three-point field goal here when they don't have a timeout. Let's see how quickly they get it down the floor. Into Jordan Slough. Slough almost didn't see the ball coming as he was trying to shout instructions into the front court with 18. Drives in, kicks it out. Keller. Keller finds Burr. Burr steps through the double team, takes it in on Dykeman, scores. The clock continues to run. Tick, 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 tick. And it get it in. Trying to keep it away. 6 seconds. Fives. Oh, big collision and an intentional foul called right in front of us here. Creighton Burr was running as fast as he could to come up and foul. And he did foul Jonah Madsen. But they called it an intentional foul. You don't do that in overtime of a one-point game. That was a hustle play by Creighton Burr. And Coach Hartman trying to plead his case, but it isn't going to matter. It was already called. He didn't push him. He didn't wrap him. I didn't think he really lowered his shoulder, Jeff.
No, it's just a big boy making a big play, and then guys run into each other. They fall over. Delay here. That's a tough call. Like you said, you just don't make that call in this situation in a semifinal in overtime.
4.4, so that means 2 free throws and the ball, and they can win the semifinal game here by making these free throws. So here we go. First free throw, Jonah Madsen. Donovan Trumbull needs some misses. It's on the way. It's good. Right through there. That makes it 57-55. Second free throw. On the way and missed it. So a chance. Donovan Trumbull, again, remember, without a timeout, steal desperation, or they're going to have to foul right away again. And Bergen has elected to call the timeout. With 4.4 to go in overtime, Bergen 57, Donovan Trumbull 55. It's Bergen ball, and we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Boston, a three-pointer, bingo! drive it and score and draw the foul and a chance to tie it.
The rebound, back up and in.
Through both of the state tournaments, Platte River Radio coverage of high school basketball is presented by Hastings Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Tom Dinsdale Automotive, DinsdaleAuto.com, and by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Click out PlatteRiverPreps.com for time, stations, and streaming.
A layup, and it's up and in.
And that's the ball game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
State tournament sponsors, all of them out there, including Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists, Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Hastings, Kearney, and Holdridge, and Tom Dinsdale Automotive in Grand Island. Donovan Trumbull and Richard Bergen have been right next to each other the whole game, but it looks like time is going to run out on the Cardinals unless they get a mini miracle. 57-55 Bergen, 4.4 to go in overtime, and it is Bergen basketball. The winner plays Ainsworth for the state title, the loser, the consolation game tomorrow against Freeman. They will inbound the ball right in front of us here. To throw it in will be Nathan Griffin. And really all they need to do is get it in. Griffin looking, looking, looking. And to Dykeman. Ooh, and they take his legs out from under him. And that was more of an intentional foul than the last one. And they're not going to call the intentional foul this time. And Dykeman hits the floor hard.
Yeah, landed on his backside there. Dykeman, they just threw it up to him because he's so tall, just thinking he'll come down with it.
Jake Kreidel had to come in, and he committed a pretty rough foul there. And 1.1 seconds even came off the clock. So at the line will be Adam Dykeman, who has not scored a field goal in this since halftime. He's got 20 points. He gets two free throws. He needs to just, if he makes them both, it's over. The first one, this is the one they want him to miss. But he doesn't. It's up and in. You had to hope he missed that and made the second so you could chuck it in about half court. Now, Donovan Trumbull's going to have to throw something in from about 60 feet. First, the Knights have to miss the free throw.
And it looks like Williams will be the outlet if they do miss this free throw.
Here it is, Adam Dykeman on the way. No good. Slough has it. Slough from half court, lets it go and throws it over the backboard, and that's the end of the game. He was actually trying to draw some contact and could not draw the contact. He got a long way up the floor. He was across half court before he let it go and threw it off the shot clock, and the basketball game is over. And the final score, Archbishop Bergen, 58. Donovan Trumbull, 55 in overtime. Archbishop Bergen will advance on to the C2 State Championship game tomorrow against Ainsworth at 4:30. And for Donovan Trumbull, they will play Freeman, and it's at 10 a.m. tomorrow at Lincoln East High School in the third place game. We will take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on The Breeze 94.5.
Hi, my name is Jen Bonnell, and I am the new manager at the Godfather's Pizza in Hastings. I would like to personally invite you to Godfather's to enjoy our lunch and dinner specials. Whether you're hungry for one of our specialty pizzas, our hot wings, the salad bar, or a calzone, we'll fix it up just for you. Dine-in or carry-out is available, or call us and we can even deliver. Our phone number is 402-461-0386, and we're located at 1414 North Burlington in the Ampride. I hope to meet you all very soon.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center here in Lincoln, where the season for a championship run has come to an end for Donovan Trumbull. You always have to remember those third-place games. But Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, getting you ready for the spring sports season, whether it's track, soccer, tennis, whatever the case may be. Misco Sports will get you ready. Misco Sports Incorporated. And Jeff, this is a game that was never really fluid. Donovan Trumbull got the lead. Bergen went on a big run. Donovan Trumbull went on a run. Back and forth they went. And then here in overtime, Archbishop Bergen shot 15 free throws. They shot 40 for the game. And that ended up being, I think, the difference. Both teams handled the basketball well. Donovan Trumbull also got in foul trouble. Archbishop Bergen was in foul trouble, but they never lost anybody.
Yeah, and it was a tough way to see. It was kind of unconventional, you know, where the free throw line seemed to decide this one. You would have liked to see maybe the players able to decide this instead of, you know, a tough intentional foul call on Creighton Burr to foul him out of that game to basically decide this one. But it is what it is. Donovan tried as hard as they might. They lost by 3 points in overtime, but it was a heck of a season for the Cardinals. A chance tomorrow to redeem it and get a third-place finish.
Elsewhere, what's going on?
Yeah, right now, over in Class B, Doug, Omaha Scut with a 10-point lead over Elkhorn South, the top-seeded Storm on the ropes with about 3:30 to go in that one, 57-47. Scut on top in that one, about 3:30 to go. Waltrip has 16 second-half points for Scut, so Scut looking like maybe they could pull an upset here.
Well, Scut gave them the closest game that Elkhorn South had all year, beating them by two. Earlier in the season. We'll go down the tournament score recap for you, and Jeff, I'll finish up figuring up the stats. Why don't you run down the brackets?
Perfect. Thanks, Doug. Right here in Class A, we'll start there. We got a couple semifinals yet to go from Pinnacle Bank Arena, the last two games at the bank tomorrow. Benson and Westside will take over. The first game, Norfolk and Bellevue West in that second game. Let's go down to C1 now. Wahoo and Newman will be in the final there. Wahoo with a 56-42 victory over Wayne. Newman with a 67-65 victory over SCOTUS. So Wayne and SCOTUS will play for third tomorrow. Wahoo and Newman will play for the Class C1 State Championship tomorrow, 9 a.m. from Pinnacle Bank Arena. All six finals on ESPN 1460 and 1550. If we go to D1 now, Clearwater Orchard fell to Randolph 49-39. So the Cardinals will get Overton, a local area team there, making it a 41-39 victory for the Eagles over Howells Dodge. Hayden Cahoy with a nice buzzer beater to win it for the Eagles. So Clearwater Orchard and Howells Dodge for third tomorrow. Randolph and Overton tomorrow. Pinnacle Bank Arena, 11 a.m. Classic Hits 98.9 will have that one as well. In Class D2, we've got Bancroft Rosalie, Fall City Sacred Heart. The first semifinal will take place right here at the Vanney Sports Center next session, 7 o'clock game there. And High Plains and Spalding, Spalding Academy will be that second semifinal. And then, like we said, going back over to B, Beatrice with a double overtime victory, 50-41 over York. The Dukes will end up playing third place. They'll await the loser of the Elkhorn South Scut match. And again, Elkhorn South trailing Scut by 10. Last check with about 3:30 to go over at Pinnacle Bank.
We'll take a break and give you the final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show in a moment.
High school sports activities are more than just a game. This is Bob Sherwood from B&B Carpet Service in Donovan. All my life, I've seen how playing sports in high school builds work ethics and character in our young people. It gives them the skills to help them succeed in business and in life. So come on, get out there and attend a local game and show your team your support. It's not just a game, it's life.
No matter how big or small the job, there's a John Deere utility tractor that's just right for you. And now, during deer season, you can get 0% financing for 60 months, implement bonuses, or cash off all compact tractors and select utility tractors up to 150 horsepower. Come in, compare, and save today. Offer ends April 30th, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere Financial Installment Plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
See Oregon Trail Equipment, your full-service John Deere dealer in Hastings today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, let's take a look at the final numbers of our contest. First off, for Archbishop Bergen, Cole Conrad, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Tanner Boggs, 4 points, 1 rebound. Nathan Griffin, 7 points and 2 rebounds. He had the big bucket that kind of opened things up. It was the only field goal of overtime for Archbishop Bergen. The other 9 points came from the free throw line. Weston LaBelle had 2 points. Jonah Madsen, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Colton Berdico had 10 points, 2 rebounds. Ogby Thompson, 4 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Logan Bovell, 2 points and a rebound. And Adam Dykeman, he came out and he had 17 in the first half, but he only ended with 21 points, 13 rebounds, two block shots. And for Adam, he had a solid first half, but he was not necessarily the reason that they won the ball game in the second half, except that he dominated the boards, pulling down nine in the second half and overtime. So 10 rebounds in the first half. Looks like they had 14 in the second half and three in overtime. Free throw shooting 13 of 14 in the first half, 6 of 11 in the second half, 9 of 15 in overtime alone. Three-point shooting, Archbishop Bergen never made one. They were 0 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 1 the rest of the way. Turnovers, 5 in the first half. They had 5 more in the fourth quarter and none in overtime. Bergen with 31 points at halftime, 16 in the second half, 11 in overtime. 58 points, 27 rebounds, 28 of 40 at the free throw line, 0 of 5 from three-point land, 3 block shots, and 10 turnovers. Archbishop Bergen is now 23-3, and they are headed to the state championship game tomorrow against Ainsworth, and that one will be at 4:30, the first game of the second session at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we'll have it for you on ESPN 1460 and 1550. For Donovan Trumbull, Noah Keller, one rebound. Jordan Slough, 7 points, seven rebounds. And missed some free throws down the stretch. Hit the deck a couple of times hard. Lost his balance down low. A couple times he got ran over and just hurt his back in that basketball game. And couldn't make a lot of the free throws down the stretch that he normally would have made. But what an effort he put out there. Creighton Burr ended up being the leading scorer with 20 points. Had just the one rebound, four block shots. Lorenzo Williams, 10 points, three rebounds. Grady Cook, 4 points, three rebounds. Fouled out with a minute and 20 to go in regulation. Riley Wilfong had a solid game. He's the one that offensively got it turned around in the second quarter. 14 points, seven rebounds. And then Eric Tobin had a couple of rebounds and fouled out in overtime. 12 rebounds in the first half, nine in the second half, three in overtime. Free throw shooting, 6 of 9 in the first half and 3 of 8 in the second half, 4 of 6 in overtime. Three-point shooting, 2 of 7 in the first half, 0 of 2 in the second half, 0 of 2 in overtime. Turnovers for Donovan Trumbull, 3 in the first half and 4 in the second half. Donovan Trumbull scored 34 points in the first half. They were up 34-31 at halftime. They were held to just 13 points in the second half, and they were able to put up 8 points in the overtime period. 55 points, 24 rebounds, 13 out of 23 at the free throw line, 2 of 9 from 3-point land, 4 block shots, and 7 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull now 23-5, and they'll play in the consolation game at Lincoln East tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. against Freeman. We'll talk with the head coach, Steve Hartman, right after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
You'll find all the batteries you need at your local Interstate All Battery Center, 920 North Deers Avenue, across 281 from Home Depot in Grand Island. Interstate All Battery Center, outrageously dependable.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to 5 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, and we're pleased to be joined by Coach Steve Hartman of Donovan Trumbull. And Coach, heartbreaker here today. Anytime the season comes to an end, and I know the third place game, and that's going to be tough for your boys tomorrow to get up for that one. But this group of seniors, this group of kids has had a heck of a career at Donovan Trumbull, and whatever they do this spring, I'm sure they're going to be good at. But football, basketball, they have really taken this school, and I want to start there, this school, to a new level. In some cases, depending on how far back you want to go, back to the old days. But they've got Donovan Trumbull back on top.
Absolutely. And I mean, we talked about that in the locker room. I told him, you know, there's no way we could take the pain away. And I wish there was a way, you know, something I could have said to take that. But they had to hold their heads high and be very proud of what they've accomplished in the last couple of years, that group of kids. And hopefully they've, you know, put the blueprint out there for our younger kids to follow. And I know the young kids in our program look up to those kids so much, and it's going to be tough graduation day. I know that.
Well, we can kind of start from the beginning to the end. Yesterday, Archbishop Brigham didn't get off to a quick start against Southern Valley and then really controlled the last three quarters. They did get off to a quick start, and Adam Dykeman had a big first half, and then you really kind of shut him down. He was in a little bit of foul trouble like a lot of kids were tonight. What was the key there to kind of catch up? I know Riley Wiltfong had that great run of eight in a row in the second quarter, but to talk about what Dykeman did early and what you did to slow him down in the second
half.
Well,
the second half, we just tried to take away his baseline drive and doubled us. We were in some triangle and two, and basically did putting three guys to stop him and guarding their two shooters. But they hit a couple shots here and there, and then our kids, our staple has been our half-court man-to-man all year. We went back to it. We just did a better job of guarding the ball screens. We had to guard ball screens different than we have all year. They were getting him on the roll to the backside. 34 was turning the corner and then hitting him on the backside. And once we stopped hedging quite so hard, you know, that helped control a little bit. He didn't get layups, and we were forced him to shoot over us. And so, you know, and then we were able to, you know, at least get a chance to get a rebound and go the other way. But he's a fine player. He's quick and he's long. And, you know, they shoot 40 free throws, you know, and that's just their size. You know, even their perimeter guys, you know, we were outsized by 2 or 3 inches, and that probably had a factor in the opportunities they got at the free throw line. But, you know, that's the way this thing goes, and you have to play through it. And I thought for the most part we did. And we make some free throws late. We have an opportunity to probably win the game. And we just, you know, like I said, nobody ever not tries at the free throw line. Mm-hmm. So we might not try on defense, or we might not run the floor hard, but everybody tries at the free throw line. So, that's the way it goes. And, again, we're really proud of our kids. Our hat's off to Bergen. They won a hard-fought basketball game.
Yeah, good solid ball club, ranked number one in the rankings for whatever that is worth at this point. But to everybody at this point of the season is good. Why did it turn into more of a chess match in the second half, do you think? Because
we
got up down the floor in the first half, put up 65 total points.
Yeah, it just foul trouble part of it. And then, you know, they're a good defensive team too. They switched defenses on us a little. And just, our patience wasn't great all the time. We didn't get the ball where we wanted to that whole second half at times. But, you know, it was, 13 to second half. So it was a slugfest. It was two teams trying to go at each other. And when you're guarding like that and you're on a big stage, those jump shots aren't going to go in, and you need to get to the layup spot. And we weren't able to do that as much in the second half.
Just for clarification for a couple of folks, what did the refs tell you on the intentional foul at the end?
They just said it was a hard foul and that they're going to make that call every time. And it was tough. It was a one-point ball game at that time with 4 seconds left, and we're going – I mean, it's a legitimate try to go for the pass had gotten there right before Creighton. I mean, he's breaking on the ball, and they happened to collide. As from what I saw, I had a hard time seeing it, but – you know, that's a tough break because we still, you know, would have had an opportunity there. They missed, you know, a free throw or two there, and we'd had a chance. But that, you know, again, we just weren't able to finish, and we put ourselves in a tough situation.
And you had the ball at the end of regulation. Kind of take us through that. You went ahead, called the play, didn't call a timeout until the shot was missed, and you had a .3 to try and lob it in.
Yeah, I thought maybe we'd get a little more time on the miss. We thought we had 1.1 at one time, but they took it down to 3. That we just put it in Jordan's hands, and we've practiced that situation enough. I didn't feel there was a need to call a timeout. We just got into our dribble drive set, and We're going to take the first opportunity we could, and he's hit five or six game winners. So, again, we're going to live with that. And he got on the left side. I drew a little contact, just didn't get a call, you know, and that's the way things go.
Bergen played it well, no doubt about it. So you do have to play tomorrow. Everybody has a different approach to that. What's going to be your approach?
Well, I'm not quite positive for sure, to be honest. I hate to have to play that basketball game, but, you know, it's an opportunity for our kids to get out there one more time, and we're going to have fun with it. I hope that some of our kids can play. You know, I don't know if Jordan will be available. Creighton's head is cut, but I think he'll be available. You know, our kids left a lot on the floor. It's going to be tough for Bergen to probably come back tomorrow after that basketball game, although they'll be playing with a little more adrenaline than we will in a third place game. But we're still playing. You know, our kids are competitors, and I would guess when we toss it up, we'll get after it pretty good, and I trust that that's going to happen.
Steve, great season. Best of luck tomorrow, and tell the kids great job tonight, and hopefully the continuation of this program next year will produce a ton more wins for you guys.
Well, we hope so. Our JV kids are 15-2, and you know, and we've got some good young kids in junior high, so we hope we've got things going the right direction, and like I said, the blueprint's kind of been laid by the cats that are going to exit us this year, but we're sure going to keep working hard, and we appreciate the coverage from you guys.
Steve, pleasure working with you.
Thank you.
Take care. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks.
That is the head coach of the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, Steve Hartman, as they fall in overtime by a score of 58-55. And, Jeff, it was two good basketball teams playing here today.
You would have liked to seen, I talked to Coach Hartman a little bit. You would have liked to seen, you know, the players probably decide this game, and that tough intentional foul maybe just took the sails out. And the free throws, credit Bergen, they got there a lot in the first half, and then they made their free throws down the stretch when it really mattered. So Bergen will advance to take on Ainsworth, so credit to them. But tough to see this team. And you and I, we've done a lot of Donovan games, whether it's been football or basketball together. So, you know, we've got to know these starting five and that group pretty well. So it's tough to see them fall and fall in that fashion.
Omaha Scut was leading Elkhorn South late in their basketball game. Double-check that final for you if it's gone final yet. Class A at Pinnacle Bank tonight. Benson and Westside at 7. Norfolk and Bellevue West at 8:45. D2 is here at the Devaney tonight. Fall City, Sacred Heart, and Bancroft Rosalie at 7. High Plains and Spalding Academy at 8:45. Don't forget all six championship games beginning tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Wahoo and Newman. In C1 will be on ESPN 1460 and 1550. The D1 final at 11 between Overton and Randolph will also be on Classic Hits 98.9. And any update, Jeff?
Last check I had was a 59-56 lead for Scut with 122 to go in that one.
So they're really trying to finish it off here. Elkhorn South trying to rally from 10 down to stay undefeated and get into the finals. Well, for our board op and producer back at the studios, John Dibbern, and for Jeff Babel, we thank you for being a part of our coverage. And again, to the Donovan Trumbull sponsors, we thank you so much for following this great athletic program here over the last year. And we will see you tomorrow from the Pinnacle Bank Arena for Championship Saturday. Again, the final in overtime. Archbishop Bergen 58, Donovan Trumbull 55. From the Bob Devaney Sports Center for The Breeze, I'm Doug Duda.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports. KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.